we'll see.
They're going to say, start starting to get water.
All right, here we are in the Rambam in Perek Yud Dalet, chapter 14, Hilchos Trumos, Halacha Tezayin. First halacha is relatively easy. Hoyu shtei kupos, again, back to two boxes. They will not have 100 times to nullify what goes in. Achas tmeya, one is tamei, va'achas tahora, and one is tahor. One second. Let's just make sure we get... one is of truma tmeya, and one is of truma tahora. Okay? So, and now v'nafla, saw shel truma la'achas mehen, and a saw of truma falls into one of them. Okay, so the Enya Dua Ezohi. So we don't know which one it fell into. So I don't know. It shouldn't. I don't think. One second. No. The Tosefta, Ram learns different. He said they're both Chulin. Okay, they're both Chulin. Yeah. The case here is they're both. The Tosefta said differently, but the Ram doesn't go like that. They're both Chulin. They're both non Truma. One is Tmei and one's Tahora. Fine. Now a saw of truma falls into one. Now let's see what will be the different consequences. If a saw of truma falls into the chulin that's tahora, then it'll all be what?
Truma tahora,
and the owner loses a heck of a lot of money. Right? He has to sell the 100 at dirt cheap prices, right? Now, if it falls into the one that's tamei, what will be the status of all that? It'll probably be Tuma Tumea, right? Okay. Now what would be a greater damage?
I don't know the status of what you can do with Chulin that's Tummy versus Tahara. What's the difference?
Well, it's already in a more damaged state. The fact that it's Tummy, it's worth less than the Tahara is.
I know, but so is the Tuma Tahara is worth more than the Tuma Tumea, huh?
Interesting point. So look what the Ram says. Ormin l'tocha tmeya nafla. We assume it fell into the tmeya. Why? Because it already is in a worse state. Just like we said before, if one was
because it already had something fall in.
It already has a negative to it. So truma tmeya, chulin tmeya is a worse situation than chulin tahora. And it's already been compromised to a certain degree. So let's say that what wrecks it up will go into the one that's been compromised more. And at least you'll have one whole thing that's been tar, and it'll stay tar the whole time.
What can you do with it? Can you eat it? Can you? Does it make you tummy?
You could eat it.
So why is it... What is the negative impact of chulin being...
Not tuma, chulin.
Chulin. That's my question. What happens with
Kulin? Well, they'll probably sell cheaper because there are people who only will eat it. Less people will eat it. Yeah. Yes, so it'll still be cheaper. Maybe not as cheap as...
it's not as big a deal as the
truma.
Truma being coming.
Right. Anyway, so that's that Allah. Now, Yud Zayin, we have to change and amend the text for it to make sense. Shtei kupas, two boxes. Achas truma tahora. One is truma tahora. V'achas shel chulin, and you have to change it to tahorim. I don't know what your English has, but it's chulin tar. They're both tar, but one's truma and one's chulin.
Mine says not tar.
I know, but anyway, that's the commentary here says. You got to change it. Okay. So now, nafla saw truma tahara l'toch achasan. Now, truma tahara falls in one of them. Now, what would we like to say so it may create the least damage? The Truma Tahara fell into the Truma Tahara or the Chulin Tahara?
Truma
Tahara will cause less, it'll be no damage at all.
Right.
Truma falling into Truma. Right? So, Omrim Latosh Shel Truma Nafla. We say, we assume it fell into the Truma because that way we cause less damage. So, you see, all these cases, we look at which is the one that's the lower level and we try to avoid, either we say it went into that or we try to create a better situation. The hachulin. Now, what about the chulin? So we're going to say the chulin. What happened to the chulin Torah? Well, that's okay, right?
It's true.
No. What do we say? the one we assume that the truma did not fall into that.
Okay, let's say that.
But still, in all, since there's a little bit of a shtickle doubt, like maybe the truma fell in. Yeah. So the fellow, if he wants to, v'achulin ye'echlu b'tahara k'truma, he should try to ensure to eat the chulin in a state of tahara, just like it would be truma.
He doesn't have to be a kohen, then he can eat it.
Right, but he should at least eat it. If he wants to, he should try to be particular to eat it in a tahara state for that, although a regular guy can eat it as well. It's a little bit difficult, again, why, but that's what Rambam says. Okay, now, what you have to do in Yud Ches and Yud Tes is you have to skip part of Yud Ches and part of Yud Tes and read it as one halacha. That's the way I have it here. Nafla saw truma tmei letoch achas mehem. Now, before, so we're back to the same case, though. You had one box of truma tahara, one box of chulin tahara. What happened? Truma tahara fell into one of them. Now, the same case, but now we're going to say, Nafla saw truma tmei letoch achas mehem. What if truma tmei falls into one of the two boxes, one being truma tahara, one being chulin tahara? Which one would you want to assume that truma tmei would go into?
Tamei.
Omrim letoch shel truma nafla. We say it fell into the truma that it was. That's the truma.
They're both
tahora,
right?
Tahora, right? And then what happens if you say it fell into the truma?
Makes a
tummy. Tahora makes a tummy. What's you got to do with it? Got to let it rot.
That's it.
Got to let it rot. Vachulin, but the chulin. Now we got to make sure, just for a person wants to be careful, to make sure he eats chulin b'taras hakodesh. Skip all the brackets. Vachulin, vachulin yechlu klois. You eat them roasted without getting them wet, because just in case there was some tema, you don't want the tuma to get into that, right? Oh, yilashu or you need it b'mei peres with fruit juice, so it won't become tummy, because we're saying the chulin is okay, but just in case, if maybe the truma got in, right? So we want to make sure that nothing got tummy in that state. Okay.
Now in these cases, we understand the same person owned the two boxes.
I would imagine,
because if there's two different people, then all of a sudden...
Well, it's still the same halacha. Still the same halacha.
Which one did less damage? Well, one person's going to get damaged.
But it's the essential food that's getting damaged.
Okay.
Chaf is tricky, and chaval is tricky. As if the others weren't. Shtei kupas, you have two boxes. Acha shel truma tmeah. One was truma tmeah, v'acha shel chulin tahara. And now we have chulin tahara. Whoa, man, this is getting complicated now, right? Truma tmeah, that ain't so great.
That's one box.
Chulin tahara, it's not that great either. Second box. V'naf l'sol shel truma tahara, l'toch achas. Now, truma tahara fell into one of them. What would you prefer to fall into now?
Tahara, the tower one. Well, you'd want to, obviously.
It's truma tahara.
Right.
Where would you prefer to fall into? The box of truma tmeah or the chulin tahara?
What are you a kohen or are you a...
Doesn't matter. What will cause less damage?
Well,
what are you going to do with truma tmeah, my friend?
Burn it.
It's a box of truma tmeah, right?
He's burning it.
And what do you do with chulin tahara?
Normal.
Eat it. So now some truma tahara falls in. Where would you prefer the truma tahara to fall into?
Truma
tahara. Where would you want to fall into? If it falls into the chulin, it messes up the whole chulin, it becomes truma.
Right.
But if it falls into the truma tmeah, okay, so it's truma tmeah. You're burning it any, so you just lose one. So therefore, omri letoch shel truma nafla. We'll say it falls into truma tmeah.
Is that easier than the other ones? I mean, that's
well, whatever. That's what it is. V'achulin, again, the chulin, just in case, maybe the truma did fall in, and it was tamei, although we don't say it, still, oyech lukolos, eat it roasted. So in case there was tumah, it won't mess up the chulin and make that tummy. Okay, that wasn't too bad. Chaf Aleph is a little, the last part's hard. Nafla saw, now, you're going to see, it's not easy to understand this one either. Nafla saw shel truma tmeah, a sov truma tmeah fell, l'toch achzman, into one of them. Now, what's the case? Not clear. So the commentaries say that this is a continuation from halacha Yud Zayin, with the change, but we go with the girsa that the other girsa the Rambam had. And that's what this whole commentary says over here. So the commentary says that we have to learn fell into one of them. One was truma tahora, and one was chulin tamea. Okay? Again, truma tahora, that's extreme holy good. and chulin tmeya, the extreme non-holy, bad. Okay? And a saw of truma tmeya falls into one of them.
You can't really make the truma.
So guess what? Shteya masuris, they're both usher. They're both usher. Because the real question, yeah, it's hard to understand why
both
this
turn into truma tmeya.
Well, you already have. So he says, because this is a case of suffik tuma, more so than there's two issues. There's truma and tuma.
Right.
And tuma, you have to be much more careful about. She suffik truma. We know suffik truma tmeya is suffik truma tmeya. If you have doubtful truma tmeya, it's asur doraisa.
Right.
Usafik hamaduma, but if it's a question of it's mixture, mutter, it's allowed. Why? What's the difference? She iser truma tzmeya. The iser truma tzmeya, I mean, that's biblical, right? The iser meduma, but when it's a mixture, when you already have a roll, then it's only the rabbi. You only have a minority. So since we have a question of truma tzmeya, which is an iser doraisa, we're going to be more strict. And we're going to assume it affected both of them, as opposed to a regular case of truma that's not tummy, where it only makes it meduma.
Right.
In other words, meduma, mixture, well, it's already batel barov. The only issue is a drabanan, so we're going to be more lenient. But if it's truma that's tummy already, right, well, that's the issue of tummy, and that could make other things tummy, and that would be, and you have truma tummya, and that's a iser doraisa to eat it. So therefore, we're going to be strict. Now, the question is, well, why is he treating this different than other cases?
Why is he so particular here compared
where
to
he
the
wasn't
masculine
in the other cases?
But we said we'd want it to fall into that, and that's
and
good.
That's where it becomes problematic. So I'm just going to leave it as a question.
Isn't it saying
and
it's, below the line?
It's way too complicated. It's way too complicated. I'm not going to go there. You have to go back to the ones before, and it's very complicated.
Is that right, Rabbi? What case is all in the Gemara somewhere?
Yeah, Morris, Bryce's, wherever. Yeah. All right, let's move on now to chapter 15, to a little more pleasant terrain. Okay, a little easier terrain for us. The final chapter in these halachas. And the Rambam is going to tell us some exceptions to the rule. We said that truma is nullified 1 into 100. But there is one big exception, and we'll learn some other exceptions as well. And here's the exception, a dover chashuv, something that's considered important. Significant will never be bottled. And since we give this strictness to this, so once we're being strict, though, we'll try to find if there's reason to be lenient in it, we'll be lenient because we're being very strict to begin with, which we'll see. And what is this thing that's called significant? Chavis stuma, a barrel that's sealed, as opposed to an open barrel. We've been talking about open barrels the whole time.
Open boxes,
a barrel. Sealed barrel of whatever, wine, whatever, sealed.
That's good, I like sealed.
Now, when you let's say we're going to deal with hundreds of sealed barrels, and the whole issue is a sealed barrel fell into a bunch of sealed barrels. We were never talking about that before. A sealed barrel is considered a chashuv thing.
Right.
So therefore, chavis stuma, if you have a sealed barrel and it falls into many other sealed barrels, midamas b'choshu, it messes up even the smallest percentage, 1 into 1 million.
Yeah, 1 into 1 million.
Nullifies it because it's important. We have a rule, a dover chashuv, an important thing, is never nullified, finished, because it's too significant to be nullified. Ketzad, let me have an example. Chavis stuma, a closed barrel, shel truma, of truma, signed and sealed. Shinisorver got mixed up, bekama lofim chavis stumas, into thousands of closed barrels of regular chulin barrels. Nidmagol, everything is mixed up, and it's all has to be sold to the coin.
That's bad.
We're saying the barrels remain sealed, but they're just
they're all sealed. There's 1,000 barrels here.
Put it in the room.
1,000 barrels, and now someone just plunked a barrel in by
mistake. You don't know which one it is.
Of course you don't. If you knew, just pull it out.
Right.
They all look the same.
But the liquid's not mixing. It's just the barrels are.
Nothing's mixing. Nothing's mixing. It'll be a barrel of bananas. I don't care. Barrel of Sasquatch.
Barrel of monkeys.
Whatever you want. It doesn't matter.
Sure.
Now. So and because obviously it's a very significant thing, a barrel. Now, niftechu. Now, let's say if that happened, and everything become awesome, and then a monkey comes in, Curious George comes in.
Oh.
And you know what he does?
What?
He opens up every barrel.
Every one.
The next day, you walk in, and all the barrels are open.
Nullified.
Niftu, and once they're opened, Tala be'echad ha'meah. It can be nullified by one in a, to 100. But we must caution you that it has to be that it happened. That's why I said Curious George did it.
Yes.
It happened by itself.
Can't be,
you're not allowed to open it.
One of the kids,
well, you can say, oh, I'll just open it. Because that would be what? Being Ein Mevatlin Isser L'Chatchila. You would now be initially nullifying it, and that's something you could not do. So only if it happened by itself. Okay, now since we're very strict with the barrels, so we'll try to find areas where there's certain situations where, since we're already being very strict, we'll try to be lenient on the strictness. So let's see what that would be like. Chavis Stuma, a closed barrel. Shinis Arva B'meya Chavis. It fell into 100 barrels. Too bad. Everything's usher. Now, so that was it. So you had one, fell into 100. Right now, what's the status? They're all mixed up truma. Yeah. Then, before you dealt with the situation, but you know you got a problem, and of course, what would you have to do? You have to sell them all to the coin, deduct minus one, whatever, and that would be the end of it. But till the whole coin came around, guess what happened? One rolled into the ocean.
No.
And you don't know which one it is. Now, since we've been very strict to begin with,
right off the bat,
to not allow it to be nullified,
the truma fell
so
in.
We're going to be lenient to say, we're going to assume that the truma one fell
so
out.
So,
hutrakulan, they now, the other 100 are all permitted. From when we say, shall truma shenaf, it's a truma one that fell, and more than that.
What? What's
what would you normally do?
If have to replace it?
What if you had one into 100 and it was nullified? What do you normally
give
do?
Give them a hot barrel back.
You have to give one barrel to the coin.
Yeah.
But now you don't even go one barrel coin because we are saying it had to be the one that fell in the ocean.
Go get it.
So you go get it. So that's yours, Cohen. You can get it. Any barrel comes back, you get it. Now, that's because it's a barrel. Masha Ege, which is not the case, going to a classic case.
Okay.
If a dried fig fell into 100 dry figs, what do we normally say then?
It's
been nullified, but you give one to the coin.
Give a dry
but
fig.
Let's say in the case where one fig falls into 100 figs, and before we go and give anything a coin, one fig falls into the sea. What do we say then? Then that's not the case. You got to separate one.
Yeah.
Why? And what's the difference? When a barrel falls, you can very clearly see that. You can tell when a barrel falls, there's something missing here. But uteina, but a fig, you have 100 figs, 101. You can't tell there's 100 figs, 101. It's not so recognizable. It's not so recognizable. And therefore, we just don't say, well, everybody knows the fig fell out, so I don't have to give anything to the coin.
No.
Therefore, you have to give to the coin. Gimel is the hardest halacha of this set over here, but it's manageable. Now, listen carefully. Chavi stuma, a sealed barrel, that was of truma. Shinis orva b'meo chavios, it mixed into 100 barrels. Okay, so far, everything's awesome.
Everything's forbidden.
But then, okay, so all 100 are truma.
But one open.
But guess what? After, by mistake, by itself, v'niftecha achas mehen.
Oh, boy.
Now one barrel opens. So it's a very interesting scenario here, because you got, of the 101 barrels, 100 are called chashev, but one isn't. So what are we going to do with this one barrel? Because the other ones have been mixed up, and they're truma. But this one, you can't call that part of that, because the barrel is now open and it's not chashev anymore.
Right.
So it's sort of its own, has to be looked at as its own thing now. So we're going to say the halacha, you're not going to understand it only until after we say the commentary on it. But you're going to say, what? That doesn't make any sense. He's going to say, what do you do now? So let's say, so this one barrel, we can save it. How do we save this one barrel? Notol mimeno echad mimeya. You take from this one open barrel, take one 101th out of that barrel.
And give it to the coin.
Right? And give it to the coin. And you could drink the rest of the barrel.
Whoa.
Now, commentaries ask, what's going on? Mamonoshach, they say, wait a minute. If this is the barrel of Truma, you shouldn't be able to eat any of it. If it's not the barrel of Truma, you should be able to eat the whole thing. So whatever they're saying seems to be wrong. So we say no. We answer like this. It's a rabbinic decree. And the decree is as such. If we let the guy have the whole barrel without giving anything to the coin, we may make a mistake in a situation where all the barrels are open. Because when all the barrels are open, you have to give one barrel to the Kohen. But if we see a guy with an open barrel not giving anything to the Kohen, then we're going to make a mistake in another situation. Right. So really what's going on is you really don't have to give the Kohen anything. And we assume once the barrel's open, it's not part of the Shiloh. You should be able to have the whole thing. But just so people don't make a mistake, we tell them to do that. Avol Shar Chavetz. But what are the other 100 barrels? They are Asuras, yeah. Ashiv, unless they open up on by mistake.
On their own.
Now, and when another barrel will open, do the same thing.
Yeah.
Man, if any other barrels open up, when you take out again the amount of forbidden mixture percentage, one of 100 or whatever, and you can drink the other 100. Now, let's get a little more complicated case, if possible. Okay. What if Nisar v'chavis, let's say one chavis, one barrel of truma fell into b'meah v'chamishim chavis, into 150 barrels.
But they're sealed.
And they're all sealed right now. So no what's good. The law? They're no all good. Truma. But then, Shurish George came along.
No.
He opened up 100 barrels. But 50 are still sealed. So now, what do we do then? So he said like this, Notel mehem kidei dimua. You take out the one out of 100 from it, which would be chavis afis, one whole barrel, because now they're all open. It's like a case of truma, they got mixed in.
Yeah.
So now we can't, it's allowed, but you give one to the Kohen. Vishosa, and you could drink the rest. So it comes out, the 99, you could drink one. You give to the coin, or 100 you drink, and one you give to the coin.
Right.
What about the other 50 barrels?
They're no good.
Vashar, Hamish, other 50, Asuris, they're still Asur.
No good.
Ve'ein, Machsikin, La'osa, Chavishal, Truma, Shi, Barov. And we don't assume that the Truma barrel was part of the 100. Even though we treated it that way, because we gave one to the coin, but that's the laws of Geneva. So we still haven't ascertained where do we think that one really is.
Yeah.
And it could still be in the 50. And since they're sealed, it's in the Davar Chashev. So you have to be concerned, maybe the one Truma is a sealed one in the 50 that are sealed. So you can't have any of that. I feel how you come, Allah from Chavis. Even there were thousands. Let's say there was 20,100 barrels.
And
one fell into all of them. And then the next day, 100 opened. So the 100 you could have, give one away. And still the other 20,000, you're all Usher. They're not also, you have to sell them to the coin at a cheap price.
Whoa, what a
line. So, v'chol ma'shivta, but if any of the 50 is open, let's say one of the 50 is open. We already gave one big barrel away. So what do? You give one 100th of the barrel to the coin. V'asharm the rest, shaisi drinks, v'asharm and duman, everything else, the other 49 barrels are considered prohibited.
Forget it.
All right, now we get a slew of easy halachas. Okay? Now, so we gave one exception to the, we gave one exception that's not bottle, it's a chashuv thing, like a sealed barrel. Let's give examples of other things that are not bottle. Now, halacha dalid is a straightforward, no, it's not straightforward halacha, but it was learned somewhere else. Kvarbayanar behilchas isur mechosos, it's already learned in the laws of forbidden foods, the following things, shehamachametz, something that causes, when there's fermentation between an osur thing and a mutter thing, fermentation happens, or vaham metabol, or spices, when that happens, oser b'cholshu, even a minimal amount, any amount, prohibits the whole thing. It's not nullified in 60. Normally, achoser is nullified 1 in 60. But something like a spice, you know, 160 is not going to be enough, because it's going to give a taste throughout the whole thing. Oh, yeah. Or if it's something that fermented the whole thing.
So, because, you're talking about yeast in grapes?
Once we know that, so the same is going to apply to truma. Where normally you need, let's say, 1 in 100, let's say, or 1 in 60, if it's not min benino, without min beino mino.
Right.
But no, now it's going to be a kol shehu.
Oh.
Lefikach, therefore, let's say imrisek tapuch. Let's say you smashed up an apple shel truma. You have an apple truma. You smash it all up. Unasana tocha isa. You mix it in dough.
Ooh.
Of chulin, and you got 50 million pounds of dough and one apple in there.
It's going to affect it,
right? Call ha'isa medumas, the entire dough is forbidden. It's truma, vasur lezerm, and it's not allowed for a non-coin half, because we assume that it's, since it's a... now, the question is the apple, I guess it ferments in it. I think that's the... Vachmitz, it says it ferments,
yeah.
Right? If he crushed up the apple, if you put an apple into dough, it'll make the dough ferment.
Yeah.
And therefore, even a mashu would be osur. Next, hey, Be'er shenitabla. How about if you take an egg and you took, you spiced it, bitavon shel truma. You put truma spice into an egg, to a boiling egg, and you put it into the water. Afilu chamon, even the yolk, which is on the inside part of the egg, shalah, even that, aser mipnei shebalei, because it will absorb. Why? Because the spices are spicy to get in there. Vav, seor shel truma, yeast of truma, and that causes fermentation for sure. Shenavo tocha isa, falls into a dough, vihigbia, and now the yeast causes it to rise, right? It rises, the whole thing rises. Vachnis chamsa, now becomes chametz, like it's real bread. Oh, I'm sorry, let me do that again. I didn't read that right. Let me read it properly. I'm sorry. Short shel truma shnuffel sochisa, some yeast falls on top of dough of truma vigbia, and you picked up the yeast and you took it right away out of the truma batch. It's gone. It's out. V'achar, and after you took it out, nitzchamtza, the dough rose. So you might think, well, maybe since the yeast touched it for a few seconds to cause it to rise. No, harezu materis, it's completely permitted. Since you took it out right away, the rising happened afterwards, has nothing to do with that. Zion is a very obvious halacha. There's no reason for the Rambam to say it. And the only reason he says it is because it's going to be an exception to the rule in halacha ches.
He doesn't want me to go to sleep.
What? Doesn't want you to go to
sleep?
So
we have to do them together.
All right, you know what? We'll stop.
No.
No, we'll stop. Because you know why? It's a good idea to stop because Ches is way too long. And just do Zayin without Ches doesn't really... There's no time to that.
Time.
Yeah, no time. But it's good enough.